Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Rhys Fleming. I'm the General Counsel and Company Secretary of Stanmore Resources. Welcome to the annual 2026 annual general meeting. Just before I hand over to our chair, a couple of administrative matters. The bathrooms, if you need them, straight out to the left. Reception will be able to guide you from there. In the event there is an emergency, the NRF personnel will come and guide us, but the emergency exits are well marked with the green signs. We head downstairs with the marshalling area just outside, but we'll just follow the NRF personnel. So without further ado, I'll hand over to our chair, Dwi Cicino, to kick off our 2026 AGM.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dwi Cicino and I'm the chair of Stanmore Resources Limited. Before we begin proceedings, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of many lands on which we meet today. In Brisbane, we are meeting on the lands of the Turrbal and Jagera people. And as the traditional custodians of this place, I would like to pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I welcome shareholders present and those participating online through our virtual meeting platform provided by our share registrar MUFG Corporate Markets. I will also take the opportunity to introduce the directors who are in attendance today, Mr. Marcelo Matos, who is also the company's chief executive officer, Mr. Richard Melinder, Mr. Jimmy Lim, Ms. Caroline Chan, Mr. Brett Garland, Mr. Matt Lattimore, and Ms. Kira Brennan. Our chief financial officer, Mr. Shane Young, and general counsel and company secretary, Mr. Rhys Fleming, also in attendance. We have also have in attendance or online representatives from Golden Energy and Resources, our major shareholder, Mr. David Jukes and Mr. Adam Edelman from Norton Rose Fulbright, our legal advisors, Mr. Andrew Carrick, a partner at Ernst & Young, the company's auditor, and representatives from MUFG Corporate Markets, the company's share registrar. As a courtesy to all shareholders and guests present, could all people who have mobile phones please turn them off or set them to silent? Recording of this meeting by any means is not permitted. I'm advised that a quorum of members is present, and I declare the meeting open. A total of 786,250,383 valid proxies have been received and are held by the company's share registry. I would now just like to summarize the proxy and voting procedures for this meeting. The items set out in the notice of meeting will be put to a poll, and I will now open the poll. If you need assistance with completing your polling card, please ask one of the MUFG Corporate Markets staff members that are available at the registration desk or in the room when collecting the polling cards. As each resolution is discussed, the proxy results for each resolution will be disclosed. To the extent permitted by the Corporations Act and the ASX listing rules and subject to the voting exclusions set out in the notice of meeting, I intend to vote all valid undirected proxies held by me as chair in favor of the resolutions being considered today. Time will be set aside towards the end of the meeting for those holding yellow cards to complete their polling cards. However, you may cast your votes at any time from now until the close of the poll. A representative of MUFG Corporate Markets will act as returning officer for the purposes of conducting and determining the results of the poll. Shareholders attending the meeting online will be able to cast their vote using electronic voting card received when online registration is validated. Please refer to the virtual annual meeting online portal guide or use the helpline specified. As it is unlikely the results of the poll will be available by the close of the meeting, the results of the poll will be released to the market on the ASX announcements platform and the company's website as soon as they are available. Guests are welcome to observe the proceedings of this meeting, but I'm sure you will appreciate that participation in the business of the meeting is confined to shareholders and those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders at today's meeting. Before putting each resolution to the meeting, I will provide an opportunity for shareholders and those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders to ask questions about and to make comments on the proposed resolution. Prior to asking a question, could you please stand and show your yellow or blue attendance card? A microphone will then be brought to you. Please state your name and the shareholders you represent before asking your question. Shareholders participating online through the virtual meeting website, please click on the Ask Question button, type your question, and click Submit. I encourage shareholders and proxies attending online who have questions to send their questions through as soon as possible. Given the company's desire to allow as many shareholders as possible an opportunity to participate in the proceedings today, we may, in the first instance, limit the number of questions per shareholder for each resolution. If time allows, we may revisit this and offer any shareholders who wish to ask additional questions an opportunity to do so. Any comments, questions, or matters raised for discussion during the meeting must be relevant to the business before the meeting. Before I turn to the formal business of the meeting, I would like to make some opening remarks regarding the company's activities over the past year and outlook moving forward. I will then ask our Chief Executive Officer, Marcelo, to give his address. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Before I begin, I would like to acknowledge the Barada people, who are the traditional owners of the land on which we operate, and the Widi people who share some of the country surrounding our South Walker Creek mine. I pay my respects to the elders, past and present. I also acknowledge the Jagera and Turrbal people, the traditional owners of the land on which our corporate office is based and where today's meeting is being held. 2025 was a year that tested the strength the platform Stanmore has built and clearly reaffirmed its resilience. Following a period of significant growth and transformation since the 2022 BMC acquisitions, 2025 was a year of execution and consolidation. We demonstrated our ability to perform across the commodity price cycle, reinforcing the resilience and quality of the business while we maintaining a clear focus on operational excellence, continuous improvement, and long-term value creation. Despite a challenging external environment, Stanmore delivered record production, strong financial outcomes, and continued to generate strong returns for shareholders. This performance was achieved despite metallurgical coal prices falling to a four-year low and significant wet weather disruptions in the first half. Despite these factors, the business demonstrated strong operational discipline and adaptability. We delivered a record sellable production of 14 million tons, with a strong recovery in the second half, highlighting both the capability of our teams and the resilience of our asset base. Recent capital investment continued to benefit the business, improving productivity and supporting returns on capital over time. We also continued to focus on targeted cost optimization. Free onboard cash costs were held broadly flat at $88 per ton. From a financial perspective, Stanmore delivered underlying EBITDA of $385 million and free cash flow from operations of $296 million. These results reflect the strength of our assets, our disciplined approach to capital management, and our team. Our capital management framework remains a key pillar of our strategy. In line with this approach, the board declared a fully franked final dividend of $0.089 per share for 2025. Since acquiring BMC in mid-2022, Stanmore has returned $0.342 per share in cumulative dividends. This highlights the resilience and cash-generative nature of our business, reinforced by our extensive capital reinvestment program over recent years. This represents a strong outcome for our investors and reflects the quality of the business we have built. The health, safety, and well-being of our people remains Stanmore's highest priority. Throughout 2025, we continue to strengthen our safety, culture, and systems through consistent leadership focus and active frontline engagement. Our safety metrics remain consistently better than industry averages and reflect sustained effort to embed safety at every level of our organization. I'm proud of what our teams have achieved, and we remain committed to the goal of everyone going home safely every single day. Embedding sustainability into our operations is a core strategic priority for Stanmore, and 2025 marked an important step forward in that journey. Our 2025 annual report incorporated Australia's new mandatory climate-related financial disclosure standards. This reflects our commitment to transparency, governance excellence, and the integration of climate-related risks and opportunities into our governance and our decision-making. During the year, we continued to progress our decarbonization initiatives, strengthen environmental management standards, and invest in meaningful engagement with our communities and traditional owners. Mining continues to play a crucial role in supporting regional employment and economies, and Stanmore is therefore committed to delivering both strong financial performance and tangible economic and social benefits. Looking ahead, we continue to operate in a global market shaped by economy and geopolitical uncertainty. The company continues to proactively monitor the impact of shipping disruption in the Strait of Hormuz on diesel supply and pricing. Consistent with recent communications from the Australian government, the company has received assurances of continued delivery of contracted fuel volumes in the immediate future. Notwithstanding these dynamics, Stanmore enters 2026 with a strong balance sheet, a resilient operating cash balance, and clear strategic priorities. We have diversified customer base across traditional markets in Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and Europe, and growing markets in India and Southeast Asia, which provides resilience. Excuse me for a minute on the noise. Which provides resilience across dynamic global market. We remain focused on productivity and cost discipline to underpin cash generation, maintain a robust financial position, and deliver sustainable value for shareholders. Our priority remains disciplined execution and capital allocation, ensuring the company is well positioned to navigate market volatility while capturing opportunities as conditions improve. Now, there are several items of business to be considered by shareholders today. Firstly, shareholders will be asked to vote on the adoption of the remuneration report for the year ended 31st December 2025. This vote is non-binding and provides important feedback to the board on our remuneration framework. Three directors, myself, Marcelo, and Richard Majlinders, retire by rotation in accordance with the company's constitution and the ASX listing rules, and each offers themselves for re-election. I will introduce Marcelo and Richard during the proceedings of the meeting before shareholders are asked to vote. Now, I would like to ask Marcelo Matos later to chair the meeting for the resolution re-election on my re-election. The final resolution seeks shareholder approval under ASX Listing Rule 10.1 for Stanmore to continue to have the option to sell up to 25% of the company's forecast annual coal production to M Resources Trading Private Limited for a further 3 years period. Full details of this arrangement are set out in the explanatory memorandum accompanying the notice of meeting. This arrangement has been an important component of our marketing strategy, providing flexibility and access to key markets. And the board believes it remains the best interest of the company and its shareholders. For the details on all resolutions as set out in the notice of meeting, resolutions will be put to a vote of shareholders during the formal business of the meeting. Now, in closing, I extend my sincere gratitude on behalf of the board to our employees, to our leadership team, our business partners, and your continued dedication and commitment to the company's success. Stanmore's strong performance in 2025 would not have been possible without your efforts, your focus on safety, your commitment to continuous improvement. I would also like to thank the traditional owners of which the land on which we operate and our valued commitments on the communities for their ongoing partnerships and engagement. I would also like to express my appreciation to my fellow directors on the guidance, diligence, and counsels throughout the year. Finally, thank you to all shareholders for all your continued trust, support, and confidence to the board and leadership team as stewards of this company. Your continued support is greatly valued as we continue to build a sustainable and prosperous future for Stanmore. With a strong foundation in place and a clear strategy for the future, Stanmore enters 2026 well-positioned to continue delivering long-term value for shareholders. I look forward to continued progress in 2026 and beyond. Thank you. I would now like to ask our Chief Executive Officer, Marcelo, to give his address.
Wait for a moment. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would also like to acknowledge the Barada Barna people, who are the traditional owners of the lands on which we operate, and the Widi people, who share some of their country surrounding our South Walker Creek mine. I pay my respects to the elders past and present, and I also acknowledge the Yugara and the Turrbal people, the traditional owners of the land on which our corporate office is based, and where we are meeting today. I'm pleased to address shareholders today and provide a more detailed operational and financial update on 2025. A year, I think, genuinely demonstrated what Stanmore is capable of through the cycle. 2025 was a defining year for our company, one that demonstrated the resilience of our operating model, the strength of our asset base, and our ability to generate cash in a softer pricing environment. Metallurgical coal prices declined to a four-year low. We experienced some of the heaviest rainfall on record in the first 4 months of the year. And yet, our people and our operations responded with purpose and discipline, delivering record production, stable costs, and robust cash generation. We concluded the year in line with our production, cost, and CapEx guidance ranges, and importantly, we delivered this performance while maintaining capital discipline and a strong balance sheet. That does not happen by accident. It is the product of impactful decisions made every day by people who take pride in their work and in Stanmore. Let me start, as always, with safety, because it is our number one priority and it underpins everything else we do. Our serious accident frequency rate of 0.33 for calendar year 2025 remained well below the industry average of 0.73. The result I'm most proud of is the 57% reduction in total recordable injuries year on year. That is a genuine and significant improvement, reflecting real progress through our frontline engagement programs, improved risk management systems, and a safety culture that's continuing to strengthen across all of our sites. We are proud of these outcomes, but we remain vigilant. Sustained improvement requires sustained focus, and we will continue to invest in the systems, behaviors, and leadership to keep every person in our business safe. Operationally, 2025 was a year of two distinct halves. Unprecedented rainfall across our operating region in the first 4 months significantly disrupted first half production and resulting sales. The strength of the second half recovery demonstrated the quality of our asset and the response capability across all of our sites. For the full year, run-of-mine and saleable production reached 20.5 million tons and 14.0 million tons, respectively, both the highest in Stanmore's history for a single year. Sales volumes of produced coals were also the highest on record at 14.1 million tons. At South Walker Creek, we delivered record performance across all key physical metrics. The MRA2C expansion is now delivering tangible benefits, including structurally lower strip ratios, improved productivity, and greater cost resilience throughout the cycle. Poitrel delivered a particularly strong year, achieving all-time record production sales volumes, supported by the Ramp 10 North development and ongoing productivity improvements at world-class benchmark levels. At the Isaac Plains Complex, performance was more challenging, particularly in the first quarter due to poor weather and rising strip ratios. However, a strong recovery in the second half, including record CHPP performance, assisted with closing the year within the revised production guidance range. Isaac Downs has been a highly successful investment for Stanmore, delivering returns well above our initial expectations and reinforcing the value of our disciplined, capital-light brownfield investments. Our focus now is on cash preservation and margins and preserve optionality as we approach the economic limits of the current pits at Isaac and focus on progressing regulatory approvals for the Isaac Downs extension project. From a financial perspective, 2025 reflects the impact of a materially softer coal pricing environment. Total revenue of $1.9 billion was impacted by a 21% reduction in average realized coal prices compared to 2024. Despite this, the business delivered solid underlying earnings and strong cash flow generation. Free on board cash costs of $88 per ton were slightly below the prior year, reinforcing our position as a low-cost Australian metallurgical coal producer. While we recorded a statutory loss after tax of $47 million, this outcome was driven primarily by pricing conditions and non-cash items like depreciation, rather than underlying operational performance. Importantly, the business remained cash generative and financially resilient throughout the year. We ended the year in a strong financial position. Closing cash was $212 million. Net debt remained low at $33 million. And total liquidity was $482 million. Capital expenditure normalized to $85 million, making the transition from a period of elevated investment executed at the right time when higher coal prices were in recent years provided us with the ability to reinvest windfall cash flows into projects, which will be critical for the stability and the resilience of our business in the coming years. The transition to a more steady state investment profile provides us with greater flexibility in how we allocate capital, balancing balance sheet strength, disciplined investment growth, and returns to shareholders over time. During the year, our key development projects progressed well to ultimately support our long-term production profile and asset life. For the Isaac Downs Extension Project, the maiden JORC Reserves Declaration was completed in April. The environmental impact statement terms of reference were released by the State Department of Environment, Tourism, Science and Innovation in late 2025. We expect to submit the EIS in the second quarter of 2026, with regulatory approvals targeted by late 2027. This brownfield project is expected to extend the life of the Isaac Plains complex for over 15 years, supporting production continuity and long-term cash flow generation and sustaining regional employment. In parallel, development study work streams for Eagle Downs continue to advance. While at Lancewood, we concluded 3D seismic data acquisition to assist us in identifying and understanding any potential structural issues which may impact a possible productive future longwall underground project. Together, these projects provide meaningful long-term optionality and position Stanmore to sustain production and value creation well into the next decade. 2025 was an important year in advancing our sustainability agenda. Stanmore was among the first companies to meet Australia's new mandatory climate-related disclosure standards. The combination of several years of work embedding climate considerations into governance, risk management, and operational processes. We continue to advance our decarbonization initiatives and strengthen our environmental management practices. We also deepened our engagement with traditional owners and thank them for their ongoing partnership. During the year, we paid $300 million Australian dollars in royalties to the Queensland government and spent $132 million Australian dollars with local suppliers. A clear demonstration of the economic contribution we make to the communities in which we operate. Looking ahead, we are cautiously optimistic and remain focused on margin, cash generation, and disciplined execution. Metallurgical coal prices recovered meaningfully from their lows in the second half of 2025 and continue to improve into 2026. Supply in Queensland remains constrained. Indian demand is strengthening, and Chinese import activity has reasserted itself in global price formation. Our 2026 guidance reflects a modest reduction in saleable production to between 12.8 and 13.4 million tons, driven by deliberate decisions to optimize value and cost performance rather than maximizing volume, with the expected and planned scaling back of output at Isaac Downs as we optimize its cost structure ahead of the transition into the Isaac Downs extension project. South Walker Creek is expected to continue at its expanded capacity, and Poitrel will normalize after its record year in 2025. Our revised FOB cash cost guidance of $98 to $103 per ton reflects external macro factors, including the appreciation of the Australian dollar, higher fuel prices, and inflation. Excluding these factors, the underlying cost base remained broadly stable, reflecting operational improvements embedded across the business. The company continues to monitor the impact of shipping disruption in the Strait of Hormuz on diesel supply and pricing. Stanmore is well positioned as a low-cost Australian metallurgical coal producer to benefit as market conditions continue to improve. I want to close by acknowledging the people who made the 2025 result possible. To every person who works at Stanmore, the result we delivered last year, record production in difficult conditions with improving safety outcomes and stable costs, reflects your capability, your commitment, and your pride in this company. The culture is one of our most valuable assets, and I thank you for it. To our site neighbors, traditional owners, local communities, customers, and suppliers, your engagement and trust are genuinely valued and essential to our ongoing license to operate. And to our shareholders, thank you for your continued confidence in Stanmore's strategy and leadership. We remain focused on delivering disciplined growth and sustainable long-term value. With a strong operational foundation, a disciplined approach to capital, and a clear pathway for future growth, we are well positioned to deliver value through the cycle. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcelo. We'll now move on to the items of the business for this meeting as set out in the notice of meeting. Notice of the meeting was duly given, and the meeting has been properly convened. No notice of other business has been received, and so the only items of business to come before the meeting today will be those resolutions specified in the notice of meeting. The resolutions for consideration today may only be voted on by shareholders, proxy holders, and shareholders' corporate representatives. Shareholders or those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders present or attending online through the virtual meeting website have the opportunity to ask questions on each matter being put to shareholders. Moving to the resolutions, I propose to call a poll on each of these resolutions. The first item of business is to receive and consider the financial report of the company and the reports of the directors and the auditor for the year ended 31st December 2025, which were provided in the annual report. As no resolution is required, there will be no voting on this item of business. The company's auditors, Ernst & Young, are present and would be happy to answer any questions relevant to the report. I now invite questions from the meeting concerning the financial report and the reports of the directors and auditor. I remind the meeting that questions may only be asked by shareholders and those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders. Are there any questions on the financial report and the reports of the directors and the auditor from shareholders or those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders in the room? Rhys, any other questions online?
Yeah, no questions have been received online.
Operator, are there any questions on the phone line?
Chair, there are no questions on the phone.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I will move to the voting items of ordinary business of this annual general meeting. Resolution 1 is a non-binding resolution required by the Corporations Act in relation to the remuneration report, which form part of the annual report. Details of the resolution and the proxies lodged in relation to this motion are shown on the screen. The presentation of the remuneration report is a requirement for all listed companies. Information concerning executive and director remuneration was included in the director's report in the annual report under the heading Remuneration Report. In accordance with the Corporations Act, this vote is advisory only and does not bind the directors or the company. Noting that each director has a personal interest in their own remuneration from the company and that each director is excluded from voting their shares on the resolution, the board unanimously recommends that shareholders vote in favor of adopting the remuneration report. Are there any questions about the remuneration report from shareholders or those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders in the room? Rhys, are there any questions online?
Yeah, no questions have been received online.
Operator, are there any questions on the phone line?
Chair, there are no questions on the phone.
Thank you. I will now put the resolution to a poll. Please now select either for, against, or abstain for Resolution 1 on the voting card. I now hand over Chair of the meeting to Mr. Matos for Resolution 2.
Thank you, Chair. Resolution 2 considers the proposed re-election of Mr. Duiz Suseno as a director. Details of the resolution and the proxies lodged in relation to this motion are shown in the screen. Mr. Suseno's credentials are detailed in the notice of meeting. He was appointed to the board on 15th of May, 2020, and is currently the chair of the STEMO board. Mr. Duiz Suseno is the executive director and group CEO of Golden Energy and Resources PTE Limited, our major shareholder, and he has over 26 years of experience in management, commercial, and financing mining resources, as well as oil and gas-related industries in both Australia and internationally. The directors, other than Mr. Suseno, who is the subject of this resolution, recommend that shareholders vote in favor of Resolution 2. Are there any questions about Mr. Suseno's re-election from shareholders or those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders in the room? Reese, are there any questions online?
Mr. Matos, no questions have been received online.
Operator, are there any questions on the phone line?
Thank you. There are no questions on the phone.
Thank you. I'll put the resolution to a poll. Please now select either for, against, or abstain for resolution 2 on the voting card. I'll now hand back to the chair, Mr. Suseno.
Resolution 3 considers the proposed re-election of Mr. Marcelo Matos as a director. Details of the resolution and the proxies lodged in relation to this motion are shown. Mr. Matos' credentials are detailed in the notice of meeting. He was appointed to the board on 27 November 2020 and is currently a member of the Health and Safety Committee. He's also the Chief Executive Officer of Stanmore Resources. He has over 25 years of experience in the mining sector in a number of operations, projects, business developments, marketing and sales, strategy and planning roles, and has led Stanmore Resources as CEO since August 2020 through its transformation into a large metallurgical coal producer. The directors, other than Mr. Matos, who is in the subject of this resolution, recommend that shareholders vote in favor of Resolution 3. Are there any questions about Mr. Matos' re-election from shareholders or those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders in the room? Rhys, are there any questions online?
Chair, no questions have been received online.
Operator, are there any questions on the phone line?
Thank you. There are no questions on the phone.
I will put resolution to a poll. Please now select either for, against, or abstain for resolution 3 on the voting card. Resolution 4 considers the proposed re-election of Mr. Richard Malinder as a director. Details of the resolution and the proxies lodged in relation to this motion are shown. Mr. Malinder's credentials are detailed in the notice of meeting. He was appointed to the board on 15 May 2020 and is currently chair of the Audit and Risk Management Committee and a member of the ROM, Remuneration and Nomination Committee. He is Chief Investment Officer at Maranello Capital, an Australian-owned private wealth fund, and was previously Chief Commercial Officer for Medicine Group Enterprises, a manufacturer and B2B distributor of communication technology. The directors, other than Mr. Malinder, who is the subject of this resolution, recommend that shareholders vote in favor of Resolution 4. Are there any questions about Mr. Malinder's re-election from shareholders or those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders in the room? Rhys, are there any questions online?
Chair, no questions have been received online.
Operator, are there any questions on the phone line?
Chair, there are no questions on the phone.
Thank you. I will put resolution to a poll. Please now select either for, against, or abstain for resolution 4 on the voting card. Resolution 5 considers the proposal to continue to sell up to 25% of the company's forecast annual coal production to M Resources Trading, Pty Ltd, each year for a maximum period of further 3 years. Details of the resolution and the proxies lodged in relation to this motion are shown. Shareholder approval is required for the resolution because M Resources Trading is controlled by a director of the company, Mr. Matthew Latimore, and the ASX listing rules preclude the company from disposing of a substantial asset to a related party without shareholder approval. The sale up to 25% of the company's forecast annual coal production will constitute the disposal of a substantial asset. The company engaged an independent expert, BDO, to prepare a report on the transaction for non-associated shareholders. The independent expert has concluded that the proposed coal sales are both fair and reasonable to non-associated shareholders. Further details on this resolution are provided in the notice of meeting. The directors, other than Mr. Latimore, who has a personal interest in the resolution, recommend that shareholders vote in favor of Resolution 5. Are there any questions about the resolution from shareholders or those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders in the room? Rhys, are there any questions online?
Yeah, no questions have been received online.
Operator, are there any questions on the phone line?
Chair, there are no questions on the phone.
Thank you. I'll put resolution to a poll. Please now select either for, against, or abstain for resolution 5 on the voting card. I would now like to open the floor to any general questions regarding the business of the meeting. I invite any questions to be directed to the board. At this time, we also like to consider some of the questions submitted in advance of or electronically during the meeting. Please note that it may not be possible in the available time for the company to answer all the questions submitted, but the company will seek to respond separately and directly to the questions of shareholders that are not dealt with during this meeting. As noted earlier, prior to asking a question, could you please stand and show your yellow or blue attendance card? A microphone will then be brought to you. Please state your name and the shareholders you represent before asking your question. Are there any questions from shareholders or those persons entitled to vote on behalf of shareholders in the room? Rhys, are there any questions online?
Yeah, no questions were received prior to the meeting and there's no further questions online. On that basis, there's no further business.
Operator, are there any questions on the phone line?
Chair, there are no questions on the phone. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, ladies and gentlemen, as all resolutions in the notice of meeting have been considered, please now complete your yellow poll voting card if you have not already done so by marking your vote in the for, against, or abstain box for each resolution. If you have any queries, please raise your hand and an attendant will assist you. Representatives from MUFG Corporate Markets will now collect your completed voting cards. Shareholders attending online can submit their vote until 5 minutes after the meeting closes. As I've been informed that all polling cards have now been returned, I now declare the poll closed. Poll results will be released to the market via the ASX announcements platform and available on the company's website as soon as possible, which is expected to be this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the business of the meeting. Shareholders and proxies are reminded that they can submit their vote online until 5 minutes after the meeting closes. On behalf of the board, once again, I would like to thank you for your ongoing support, and I now declare the meeting closed. Thank you for your attendance and participation.